Good morning, my friends. I had someone ask me the other day, why is it that we're always told to breathe and pay attention to our breathing? We don't need to pay attention to our breathing in order to breathe. Not untrue. However, it's no accident that so many teachers in both East and West recommend paying calm attention to our breathing as a way of centering, grounding, getting out of our head, and getting into our heart and our body. And basically the reason is because it works. So today I want to offer you some thoughts about this practice of attending to the breath, and a simple practice that you can take with you easily and do anywhere where you have about a minute to 5 minutes, or maybe even less. It's there when you need it. Easy and practical. Rhythmic breathing is the focus for many meditation practices because it promotes relaxation, lowers reactivity. It can even help you get to sleep if practiced with that intention and openness to falling asleep. This kind of rhythmic breathing actually opens the possibility for the body, the mind, and the spirit to flow together. And it's critical in responding to inner anger and fear, both of which produce a great deal of adrenaline that we really don't need. Unless, of course, there really is an angry bear chasing us. But most of the time, that's not the situation. We don't need it. All that adrenaline, we just don't need it. There's a poem by Scott Cairns that ends this way. Attend for a moment to your breath. As you draw it in, regard the breath's cool descent, a stream from the mouth to throat, to the furnace of the heart. Observe that odd, cool passage of breath and blood, and choose to do your thinking right here. The practice of rhythmic breathing opens up what we have so greatly lost in our current environment of uncertainty and the logical attempts to change the uncertainties in life to certainties, which actually rarely work, unless it's a mathematical equation of how much ingredient to put in a recipe when you've multiplied the servings by 3. In that case, logic works, which is not the subject of today's meditation. So let us get comfortable in that meditation posture, in the chair that's become very familiar, and the position. One of the interesting things about meditative practice is that to the degree that you sit in the same place, in the same posture, and even at the same time of day when possible, that engages all the meditation that you have practiced and mindfulness up to that point. It is as though there's an accumulation in body, mind, and spirit. There is an accumulation. And by putting yourself right in that same posture and same breathing and similar state of mind, all of that accumulated practice comes with you. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing from your belly, pushing out your belly to bring in the air, and deflating it, deflating your body all the way out to release the air completely. And then noticing as that next breath literally starts itself. Breathing in all the way up and into every part of your body where you can feel it. And breathing out all the way down your body through your belly, through your legs, and out through the floor. And letting your breath settle. And next, I want to practice with you a cadence for breathing that you can call on at any time. It requires no thought. It requires only practice. And it's so simple that it will work so long as you do it, to bring down that adrenaline and give you a sense of steadiness. In our meditation practice, we do it this way. Part of the mindfulness is paying attention to the specific, and the other part is allowing the breath to do what God intended it to do, to nourish us and to release us. Now follow along. And breathe in through your nose for 2 full seconds. Hold that breath for a count of 4 seconds. And exhale through your mouth for 5 seconds. And let us practice that again. Breathe in through your nose for 2 seconds. Holding that breath, being aware of all the sensations that holding your breath creates for a count of 4 seconds. And exhaling through your mouth for 5 seconds, very slowly. I call this 2-4-5 breathing. 2-4-5. In for 2, hold for 4, and out for 5. And if your inside feels very agitated, when you do the exhale, exhale with force, just like a huge sigh that you've let out, and empty your body of all the air that was inside. If you're highly stimulated in a way that you don't want to be or would like to release inside, breathe out slowly, but with the force of a big sigh. And now I invite you, in this next minute of silence, practice your rhythmic breathing. 2-4-5. In through the nose. Hold it. Out through the mouth. Keep going. Get the rhythm. If you will practice this breathing practice twice a day, the research has shown that it decreases physical symptoms such as blood pressure and emotional symptoms such as anxiety and endlessly cycling worry. These and other symptoms are caused by the stress chemicals of adrenaline and cortisol in an overcharged system. And so again, we have the use of our body, our wonderful body into which we're incarnated, as a gift to be used to bring us into steadiness. Regular practice will change you. And if it's a change that you want, then take it with you. And look for times in your day where you can use it. 2-4-5. Namaste. Amen.